Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Welcome my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
to the Healing Fountain Show. This is week 175, and in our Trans World co-creation today, we're going to connect with a gentleman from Spain. This is John Christie from the United Kingdom, and our special guest is Kahan, and he's a very talented musician, the author of the books, and he'll be speaking to us a little bit later. But in order to complete our Trans World link up, we're going to link up with the one and only Mr. Gary Moore over there in the USA. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Hey. Here we are crossing mediums and dimensions and realities,
mediums,
et cetera, to co-create yet another edition of the Healing Fountain.
How is meridians as well. And
meridians as well. Absolutely.
Oh, oceans as well. But it's always such great fun connecting with you over there in America. And it's great to know that we do have listeners from all around the world, Singapore, Brazil, France, Spain, Italy, you name it, all over the world we do get callers. In fact, there is someone on the switchboard right now. But we're not really taking callers today, unfortunately. Well, we may do later on, because someone may have a question for Kahan, but he's going to do his little
talk first, and then if there's any questions, we can bring the callers on. But before we do that, we're going to play a lovely song just to get us all in the mood. It's called Feeling Good. And great. I am. I hope you are too.
Looking forward to this show. Looking forward to talking
me
to you.
Me too. Yeah.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Oh, I hope everybody's feeling good after that, because I know I love it. It's brilliant. Okay, then.
It,
I do. We're going to bring Kahan on in just 1 minute. In fact, I'm just going to see if he's there. We're experiencing very high winds once again over here in the UK, and I believe it has been windy in Spain, and we're getting a little bit of crackling on Kahan's mic, I think, but he's having a few technical issues, but I think we'll be able to hear him. Are you there, Kahan?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Hiya.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here again with you too and the whole audience over the world.
Yeah, you've been on with us a couple of times before. Twice from Avebury, is that right? Yes?
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right then. So, you've got a new book out, but before you tell us about that, did you want to talk to us about Living in the New Times? Because I know everybody's just dying to hear about it.
Yeah, if you want, I can start sharing some of the things that I've been working on.
Brilliant.
Please do.
Sharing with people over different parts of Spain in different groups. So,
yeah, great.
Shall we go ahead with some of that?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'll just start with a little prayer from my book, The Violet Light, The Power That Changes Everything, just to set the tone. It says, "Dear God, show me what you have given me. Remove my veils of ignorance so that I see, I recognize your gifts in me so that I use them for my blessing, the blessing of others and of all life." Now,
that's lovely.
To talk about the new reality is to understand that the reality itself, beyond any perception, personal perceptions that are separated from the whole, is a reality that is completely in touch with everyone at once. And that's why we call that reality a reality of unity. The important thing to understand at this point of our ascensional evolutional wave, or whatever way we want to call it on Earth, the shift of consciousness that we are ongoing, is that there is a reality which belongs to the quantum field, the reality that is directly connected to Source, and it expresses through the universe. What has happened in human mind, living in the third dimensional reality and separated consciousness, is that we have created a reality away from that. A separate reality that has its own laws that are not aligned with the principles of the universe. And basically that reality is one that says we are not complete, we are not whole. There is something lacking, or something might be lacking in you or everyone at a certain point, and therefore we are to worry about life and about what can happen in the present or in the future. This means we enter into life with that perspective and a contracted awareness that cuts us from the alignment with Source. Therefore, we're bound to experience lack. And this is what happens to humanity, to human beings, experience lack. Now, we need to understand very clearly that Source and the business of Source is to create blessings, to radiate a perfect wholeness for everyone, which means there is no lack, there is no separation, there is abundance of everything good. But through our distorted mind, the distortional thinking process we create, when that radiation comes from Source, which is absolutely complete with everything, we cut it, we alter that wave that is coming from Source, which is a complete wholeness in itself. But when it meets our vibrational field of distorted thinking, it becomes altered. Therefore, what we experience is not wholeness. We are going to experience a certain lack of something at some point or another, because we are distorting the perfection that is coming from Source. So, what do we do? Nothing. Because it's already done. It is already perfect and it is coming to us. So if we do nothing, we allow it to show up in our lives. And the only thing we really need to do is to allow, to make ourselves available to what is there. Instead of trying to fix life, fix the universe, fix reality, because we're doing it from a separated consciousness, which is not yet fully in the unity vibration with Source, and therefore is emanating a projection from the ego mind and the separated personality that thinks it has to do something with it. And the moment that happens, you know, the limitations come, the imperfect, incomplete pictures start manifesting in our lives. And this is daily life for human beings right here on Earth. And it is sad because we have forgotten in a way that everything is already there. Everything has been provided and is being provided all the time. And we move to a new reality. This is the opportunity we have on Earth right now. And I call that the quantum reality. And what is that like? That is a perfect reality. It is joy on joy. There is no lack whatsoever. There is only light. There is only good. That is what Source is doing all the time, creating that. There is no duality. So we want to move away from the separation reality, from the belief that there can be lack of anything at a given moment, and move out of the paradigm of worry and contraction that that belief produces in our individual and collective minds. As we do that, we close the duality world and we just have a relationship with oneness, with good, with joy, with light. So we only have one relationship with good. We don't have a relationship with good and bad, which doesn't exist really. It's good and not good. We only have a relationship with what is positive, with what is abundant, with what is luminous. And we divorce from all the other aspects of reality. And this is the way we shift from one to the other. But you might say, or someone might say, oh, but what about, you know, there is good and bad, and sometimes you have and sometimes you don't have. Yeah, that happens in 3D, in the third dimensional reality we have lived until now. But in the quantum reality, that doesn't exist. There is no duality there. There is no good or bad, having or having. There is only plentitude of everything in eternity. And we have to move away from thinking that that is real, that duality is real. It is not real. It is a reality, a parallel reality we have created from the separation from Source and from the quantum field. And we have been there so long that we think this is real and this is reality. Of course, whatever you believe, you're going to manifest in your life. And then, let's say, any human being can say, yes, therefore, if it manifests, it is real. Yes, because we have creative power. But beyond that illusion, because it happens within the realm of illusion, there is something which is absolutely real, eternal, and it doesn't change. And it's a quantum reality that is, there is no duality there. There is only good.
So we're creating our own blockage, aren't we?
Sorry, what's that?
We're creating our own blockage and our own separation from the oneness by our perceived reality. We're creating that.
Yes, we believe all that is happening, and it's not happening. We are projecting it out, and therefore the universe responds to that and brings whatever we are sending out. We send an electromagnetic signal to the quantum field that comes from the mind, the neuronal connection that sends an electric signal of what we think or breathe, and the heart sends a magnetic signal about how we are feeling about what we think and about ourselves and life. So we send an electromagnetic signal, which is the personal signature which creates reality. And the universe receives that. That is like an order. You place a call, an order to the universe, and the universe delivers according to that signal. When we change the way we think, when we close duality, and we move out of that in our minds and hearts, we change the signal, and the universe starts delivering something else. Thank God for that. We change the order.
That's brilliant.
Moving out of the energy of separateness and duality into the energy of oneness and togetherness and how we are all connected, interconnected.
Yeah, so I find it easier to just give the universe everything, any problems that I've got, and just say, universe, please deal with that. And if I find that if I give everything to the universe to sort out, that I'm connecting with the oneness and the universe sorts it out for me.
That's really great.
Yes.
That's alignment.
Yeah.
Because the universe knows, and we from the mind, we don't, because our mind is not in wholeness. And as we are out of alignment, then we think we are doing fine, but we're not, because we don't understand the language of the universe. It's only about one thing, and that is whatever it is, but it is good. And there is no lack of anything. So from the old paradigm, we live this reality of we have to save. You know, the system tells you have to save, and you have to worry, and you cannot be in joy because you have to worry. Well, the new paradigm, which has been there all the time, but we call it new, just because it's a shift in the way we live, says just focus on joy, because the universe is about joy, source is about joy. You want to be aligned, be in joy. And when you are in joy, abundance follows. So you don't have to worry about saving or holding things in case you might not have because you believe in lack in the future. You just care about joy, and then you're generating abundance. And this is the shift we have to go to as humanity.
Well, it's brilliant. You're putting it into words so well, Carl.
Thank you. It's not
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just listening to what the universe is saying. I'm just the messenger. Anyone who can, as you yourselves, tune into Source and what the language of Source is talking, anyone can actually hear it and follow it.
Yeah, the universe is about nothing but well-being. It's a non-stop flow of absolutely nothing but well-being. And where we are in our emotions tells us where we are in the allowing or the resisting of that joy, of that flow.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to live life with joy, whoever she is.
Yes.
But, that's always been my motto, live life with joy, because we're not here to suffer and struggle.
No,
and
we're here to create.
If we are struggling, we're creating the struggle by... Mm-hmm. By trying to fight against the tide, we just go with the flow, and that's it.
Thoughts become things.
Yeah.
Make them good ones.
Pardon?
I said thoughts become things. Make
that's
them
right.
good ones.
Yeah.
I love that saying of Abraham, the guys from the Law of Attraction, the guys up there, the masters that talk about the realities there, and they say when you feel good, you're allowing good, and when you don't feel good, you're not allowing good to happen. And then they say, notice that we don't say when you feel bad, you allow bad. We say when you don't feel good, you don't allow good, because there is only good. You either allow it or you resist it.
Yeah, because for quite a while, people have been talking about integrating the dark. Well, I have always just totally ignored the dark, because on the premise that if I focus on the good and focus on the light, I am manifesting the light, and there's only going to be light. And so I just totally ignore the dark and the bad. I don't feel like I want to integrate it into any part of my life, whereas some people do talk about doing that.
Dark needs to be illuminated,
right.
And that's what has to happen. But if we fight darker, we kind of thing is doing something to us, then we're missing the point, because dark disappears once you have light.
That's right, yes. If you take a candle into a dark room, it's not dark anymore, is it?
Yeah. It's. I mean, we've in humanity. I feel at this point.
That's what Einstein proved that scientifically.
Yes.
He said that darkness. There was no such thing as darkness. All there was the absence of light.
Absence of light. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I just think that's totally brilliant, Kahan. And did you say you've written a book about that?
No, not yet. I mean, What I'm doing is I'm introducing all these new thought, a new way of living into the groups that I have weekly, that we're working with the quantum reality and this new way of thinking to shift the software in the mind, the neuronal connection, to open new neuronal avenues of thinking and reality creation. And from the heart as well, and it's been very successful. People are really amazed and shifting very quickly, because it just takes someone that might have been working with that, understands it clearly enough to be able to bring that light to other people. So it's very interesting what happens in the groups, because people are seeing amazing things and thinking, oh well, yeah, you know, we didn't focus on that. We're just focusing on separation. And you cannot solve separation by focusing on it. You have to move out of it. And then every week we develop different aspects of that picture that come together to create a whole vision of the new thought and living process for the new reality. And it's really fantastic. It's so amazing.
That's brilliant. And I so want to be part of this new reality, and so want to be part of bringing heaven to earth, because that's what it will be, won't it? Heaven will exist on earth.
Yeah, yeah. We just have to stop doing the wrong things and start to enter into alignment with what is going on outside the bubble of 3D on earth, so it shifts into a reality of heaven, of peace, of paradise, and just allowing what is happening in the universe to come in. I just say to people, I actually give them some copies of some papers I wrote that says, every morning when you wake up, just connect to 5D and beyond, in that unity that everything is there. There is no lack. There is only abundance. And don't block into 3D. Just unplug yourself from the 3D concept of there is lack and there is separation and there is a scarcity of some sort, and just plug yourself into 5D and look at that, because then you download 5D. But if you plug to 3D, you download the 3D program that tells you more of the same thing. So you have to kind of sign a paper, so to speak, sign your resignation letter from 3D and put yourself into another reality, and it's going to happen.
I think that's brilliant for us here that are learning all about this. I do. The only thing that is not brilliant is that people at the other side of the world who are starving don't know anything about this. And, you know, it's just so difficult, must be so difficult for those people that don't know anything about logging into the 5D, you know?
Yeah, but the higher being, the higher selves are already connected to with the reality there in the high spiritual planes beyond the material earth. And now that the whole new vibration is coming down to earth, it's altering the DNA of people anyway, whether they're doing anything or not. It's just happening on the planet. Like we enter into the Aquarian age officially the 21st of December last year. And the Aquarian age is a violet age by vibration. This is the energy it has. It's a violet energy. That's why the indigo children and all those crystal kids start to come into the earth. Indigo, they're really indigo violet children because they bring that ray of light, that vibration already. So as the time is now for the fulfillment of that prophecy or that vision for the earth, which is actually happening, then we move into the violet age, and everybody gets the chance vibrationally to move into that consciousness just by being on earth. It happens that the indigo kids already came with that vibration, but for the rest of humans that don't have it, like you say, those people that are starving, they're getting that vibration anyway just because they are on earth. And it is sad, very sad, the situation that they are living in, because there is no need for that.
No, it's politics, isn't it? It's got in
it. Yeah, it's just nonsense.
If all of us sort of could get out of the scarcity mode that we've been in and just feed one person at the other side of the world, there would be nobody starving if every one of us did that. Because Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed the whole world, just feed one. And if we all did that, that must help.
That's so brilliant. That's absolutely, this will end that way of thinking. Any
right.
kind of problems, it's just there. We just need to look at it and realize that it is in front of our eyes and see that as a global family and start moving beyond that separation and isolation we have pretended to have with our brothers and sisters of the world.
And as more and more of us awaken, we shine our light to help others around us to awaken. And as everyone begins awakening, so do these people.
Yeah. And as I said, people in the scarcity mindset, if they stopped worrying about their bills and somebody else, they would, the universe pays you back 100-fold for anything that you put out there for anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, right. We are here to create. We are here to, and we do create, whether we acknowledge it or not, we are creating everything within our reality. And, you know, that's what we are here for. We are here to infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought. We are here to make something out of this life. And as all of us become mindful of that and help others to become mindful of that, that is how the world and the way we view the world, all of us as a collective, change, how it all begins to change.
Great. That's lovely. Well, let's have a group hug with everybody around the world listening in. We'll have a group hug.
Group hug, everyone.
Kisses as well.
Yeah.
All right. That's real.
Okay. So, and as I was saying, Kahan is a brilliant musician as well, and he's created a lot of music. We haven't got all of it on the switchboard, obviously, but we do have some. And you're going to be doing a meditation a bit later on. Have you got a title for that, Kahan?
What we're going to do is try to feel and vibrate in the meditation the words we're sharing, but in a vibrational mode through the guided meditation, that we enter into that state, and then we can feel our kind of way out of the personal paradigm of limits we have been experiencing. So we could call it like a quantum meditation to access the unity reality.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. And at the
Wonderful.
Back of that, we're going to be playing some of your fabulous music. And you were saying that you were creating solfeggios, and people told you they were solfeggios before solfeggios. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know about that. Yes.
Yeah. So go and tell us about that. How long have you been creating the solfeggios?
Well, quite a few years now, maybe 10. When I started playing the keyboards, I used to play guitar most of the time and started composing on the keyboards. And when I would play, a lot of people, well, some people would say, you know, and again, that that was very similar to solfeggio music, and I didn't know anything about it. So I investigated and I looked into that and listened to that, and then learned what it was. But what I found is that the music was affecting people vibrationally in a very powerful way, in a very deep way, and they were reporting, experiencing like shifts within, expansion of the aura, alignment of the chakras, and cerebral, how do you call that, brain sync, you know, like the two hemispheres being synchronized.
Yeah.
And a number of things. And then other people would say that when I was playing, this violet light coming through the music, and as I work also with the violet light and do give activations, live activations in the workshops with it for many years now, since we are going into that violet age now. So it's very, it's natural that the energy is with me. But what was amazing was for some psychic people that were able to see energies to mention that the violet light was there present as I was playing the music. And one of the things that I've been doing for a while, you might not know, Jean, is I play live music, I play concerts in all churches of Europe. So whenever I find an interesting church in Spain or another country, I organize a concert to play that music live in the church, and the experience is really out of this world. So anybody hearing out there, if you know a church in your country you want to have this music on, let me know, because we'll go there and organize a concert.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. But you're doing that mainly in Spain, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment. I was in England a year ago, and we did a big Gothic church there as well. Before, I've been in Australia doing that and other places.
Mm.
But, you know, the whole of Europe is, you know, 5 minutes away, so to speak. So.
Yeah, it's a small world now, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very close.
Yeah, you've been all over the world playing your music, which is absolutely phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real gift, and I think I'm so blessed to do it. I mean, people have a fantastic experience, but I do too, thanks to them and their response to the experience. And I've had amazing comments and amazing people coming to us after the concert just to share the emotional, deep experience they had and the spiritual connection that they experience. So it's a real blessing to be able to do that. It's just a gift that God and the universe is allowing for us.
Wonderful.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
If anyone feels the desire to get in touch, I have an email, which is, again, contact@kahan.eu. So anybody can try to get in touch.
The website is www.kahan.eu, did you say? Kahan at...
No, Kahan. That's the website. It's kahan.eu for Europe.
Yes.
And the email is contact@kahan.eu.
Right.
So your website is kahan.eu.com?
Yeah, that's the website, kahan.eu.
Okay.
Yeah, not .com on the end of it.
No, it's
kahan.eu, right.
Yeah, it's EU.
Okay.
It's a different domain, yeah.
Well, your email address will be on there, won't it, for anybody?
Yeah,
wants to
yeah, you have the contact option. You click that to find it. So.
Yeah, and you've actually been on this show before doing violet light meditation, haven't you, Kahan?
Well, yeah, we have done a few things together, yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody wanted to look in archives, they would see Kahan, and it would mention something about violet light or something like that, something violet, in archives, because we've done 175 shows, so it might be sort of quite way back there, a year or two ago. But if anybody wants to still click on the link, they can still listen to those shows. And really good they were, too. I really enjoy the violet vibe. That's your name, isn't it? Violet vibe.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant, right?
The email, yeah.
Okay then, so are we ready to play the video, or did you want to mention something else first? Cajon?
Well, just very briefly, I mean, the whole subject of what we're talking about and the actual group sessions I give are very, very huge. They go on for a couple of hours every week. I also do a full-day workshop with that. But just to add a little more so that we can enjoy all that, is moving away from the worrying paradigm. We need to understand that that is coded into our brain, into our DNA. And just want to share with everyone that we need to move away from worry completely, because that is becoming a substitute for a confidence that we are not having fully often as human beings. And we need to trust, we need to have confidence in the power of God, in the quantum field, in the reality that is there, because it is providing everything in an unfailing way. We just need to allow it. Move away from worry, because then we think, oh, it's not going to happen, or there might be something happening bad in the future. No, it's going to happen if you project the worry. But if you relax, and this is the beauty, when you relax, only good things happen.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Good advice there. Okay, then, so you're going to do the play the video today, aren't you, Gary, for a change?
I can go ahead and do that, absolutely. I've already posted the link, the YouTube link, in the chat room a couple of times, so if we can just get everyone to click that YouTube link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound and then reset the player back to zero. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready, and all of us will sync up and synchronize this and cue the video at the same time. There's my heart.
There's mine.
As we wait for the hearts to come up, we'll go ahead, and I guess I'll do the cueing this time.
Yes, you do it, Gary.
Okay. So we're waiting for the hearts to come up, and as soon as we see a couple of more, this will wake everyone up. They're all sleeping. They were listening intently. Okay. All right. Okay, so we'll all cue the YouTube video in 5, 4,
music to
three.
Elevate the vibration.
What's that?
Music to Elevate the Vibration, it's called, by Cajon.
By Cajon. And we will all cue it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you.
right now it's time to light our candles. We do our candle ceremony every week to link us with spirit, to link us with the great light from which we're all a part. And I light my candle for spiritual unity and world peace. Lighting a candle helps us to focus our intent on what we would like to achieve. And we would also like to send out healing to everyone all around the world and right into the crystal heart of Gaia. Now, I was very pleased to find this little song that used to be, well, it was taken from words said to Moses, said by Moses to God when his sister was very ill. And as most people know, I'm very into the Essenes and doing the Essene communions, and I'm quite sure that they used to sing this as part of their healing work. So I'd like you to send out this, the healing from this song, to anyone that you think needs it, or to the earth plane, or to the nature wave, or to Gaia. To call in the four directions. Thank you, Gary.
I will say the phrases in Lakota, the Sioux Indian language, first, and then repeat it in English. We'll call the directions here to be present here with us in this circle. And we begin with Metaku Yeti. Ampe tu kile. Mi chante eta wo aglake, naha nape chiuzapeno. And that's, my relatives, on this day, I speak to you from my heart and I offer you my hand. We turn to the directions and we look to the west, and we're going to go around clockwise because that's the way the sun goes in the seasons in a natural way. We look to the west first. And we say to the west, Weyach Peata, Wakian Oyateki, Ahituwampo. And that's, O West, Thunder Being people, look upon us. And we turn to the north. We say, Nawaziata, Tatanka Oyateki, Ahituwampo. And that's, O North, Buffalo people, look upon us. We turn to the east. We say, Weon Heampa, Sinte Sapila, Oyateke, Ahituwampo. That's, O East, Black Tailed Deer people, look upon us. We turn to the south. We say, Nahito Kagata, Wambli Oyateke, Ahituwampo. And that is, O South, Eagle people, look upon us. We look above our head, look above your head, and say, Nawakatkia, Nawakatkia, Ahitawampo. And that's ever higher, ever higher. Look upon us. And we look at our feet, at Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth, and we say, Namakaina, Naoshimaka, Ahitawampo. That's Mother Earth and Grandmother Earth. Look upon us. And where all the directions come together, all this medicine that comes from all the directions, where it comes together is our heart center. And look in your heart center and you say, Nahochoka, Wamligleshka, Ahitawampo. And that is, O center, eagle, spotted eagle, look upon us. Now I'd just like to say, now what we chose only Naokpila. Ahitawampo. And that is health and help to everyone and healing. It is so indeed. We are all related. Aho. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. That was beautiful. And then we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky.
And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Center. We also focus on the crown center, joining both the heart and the crown center with one light. And we go beyond the crown chakra to connect with universal consciousness in oneness. We invite all the power and love of Source manifesting around us and everyone as a field of possibilities for the good. We visualize ourselves at the top. in front of us, we see a field of beautiful, brilliant light. There is nothing defined. We don't see any shapes. So it's just this loving field of energy that emanates a white crystal light. Get ready to jump off the cliff. So now, not knowing possibilities there, we're going to do, we can try to do a forecast in our minds. Try to control from the familiar what we're going to encounter. That will be just reproducing the past. If it is familiar, it is known. And therefore, we are not going beyond what we have known. What is waiting for us, but one thing we do know, that it is a greater reality, a bigger possibility, and far more joyful and good than all the good we have known in our lives until now. And that is what we are jumping into as we leave the cliff. We merge into the white crystal light that is waiting for us in space. We see ourselves merging into that light, pure love, consciousness of possibilities for the good. We make ourselves fully available to those possibilities. As the vibration of the light containing them penetrates into our physical bodies, our DNA, our minds, our hearts, our spirits, we start becoming the self, the potential self we're capable of becoming. We are becoming our quantum self, which accesses the field of unlimited possibilities for the good and a higher level of light, power, and wisdom, which only relates to oneness, unity. It is only in the light. It only knows good. It only feels love. Is made of light and nothing else. We are merging and becoming that being, that quantum being of light. We just need to open ourselves to
to allow it by making ourselves available. Now, within that crystal white diamond light, which is infusing us with the crystalline qualities of the spirit, we see a violet light coming down, source, surrounding our body, entering into our heart, our mind, and our soul to activate fully oneself. We allow this beautiful ultraviolet light from the age of Aquarius, from the higher dimensions, to activate fully our part of self, manifest as our light body, which is the same as our physical body but made of light. See that light body merging and surrounding our physical body, becoming one with it. We know and trust that this embrace from the spirit contains everything for us and is capable of restoring our consciousness to the right alignment with the source, so that we experience from now on in a greater way our quantum self, which can expand as a seed from this moment on to reach higher level of presence and maturity, as we remember it every day, to connect with this new reality of possibilities for ourselves and others. Soft grace, knowing every moment that we can remember that the power of Source, the power of the field of goodness, is helping our visions. Just have to dream, vision, and allow that grace to be with us, to work with us, and to support our highest visions of love and good for ourselves, others, and the planet. Dare to dream, because the heart of the universe is listening to your dreams. Consciousness back to the physical body in the here and now that you are in, wherever you are. Breathe in deeply a couple of times and allow your inner consciousness and your inner light to emerge again into the into this dimension of reality through the physical body, knowing that something has happened, and sustaining in the external consciousness the connection of what is developing within. When we are ready, we can come out of the meditation and open our eyes to this reality again.
Cast your fate to the wind. And that's what we do every day, isn't it, Cahan? Are you still there? We want to thank you for the fabulous meditation that you did.
Yes, thank you. It's all merit of a spirit, really. Just trying to capture its spirit's ideas.
Well, thank you, Cahan. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be with you guys, Gary and Jean.
Jan, sorry.
It's all right. I spoke English for a while. And, the thing is, you have me as a guest speaker and some other wonderful people. But I really listen to your clarity of mind and your wonderful messages. I think you should be the guest speakers very often.
Sometimes we are, aren't we, Gary? When nobody else will come on the show.
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much. We want to thank everybody out there. We want to thank the angelic realm and all the energies for being with us, and everybody for helping to co-create this show, because everybody out there helps to co-create the energies. And so thank you for the wonderful talk as well that you did, Cahan. And we'll look out for you at www.cahan.eu.
Right.
Thank you
so
everyone
much.
For your
look
feedback.
Look forward to having you back on again.
Yeah, hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you, everyone. All my love to all of you, and thank you for the feedback.
You too. And thank you, Gary. And we're going to play out with this one, Desiderato at the Pawn.
Thank you, Jan Christie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Me too. Bye. See you next
week.
We have Miss Magical next week.
Miss Magical?
Miss Magical. Yes, that's on our show.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always it will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding.
Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees.